guys. Well, we've done it. We've completed our first week together. We're starting on day 8. And it's so exciting. Many of you have shared with me some of your victories and even your defeats or your concerns. Fasting is a real thing. And as we mentioned in one of our former videos, we talked about how fasting spiritually is different than fasting physically. Many of us have been on intermittent fast and we've had to do it for medical reasons or personal reasons, and that's hard enough. But when you combine the supernatural, when you combine the spiritual, when you're fasting for something you want to see God do or break through, it really does intensify your fast. I had someone at church come up to me, and it was a couple, and they just said, "Pastor Tammy, it seems like we've kind of been arguing since we started the fast. And is that normal?" Well, let me just tell you, yes, it is normal, because I believe that demonic forces, the enemy, temptation, whatever you want to call it, is going to intensify through a fast. Because as we said when we looked at Jesus in Matthew 4, the enemy came after he'd been fasting for 40 days. So just realize that you need to have grace for one another, be smart enough to not try to stir things up in your home or with your family or your colleagues during a fast, because you need to have eyes to see this truly is a supernatural encounter that you're having with God. So I wanted to just remind you that and stay strong to your fast, because God's got breakthrough coming for you. Well, today we're going to talk about one of my favorite names, Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. And the word Rapha means healer, that God is truly your healer. Now, I know this is an area that a lot of us are believing God for. Many of you have shared with me the things you're fasting for, and a lot of them are for healing. Healing physically, emotionally, spiritually. I think through this pandemic, we've seen a lot of sickness, and it's true. There have been a lot of people struggling, even with fear. Not even just physically, but fear, that they're broken and they're bound by fear, and they need to be healed from that. So I really want to take a moment and really go deep in today's study, because I want you to understand Jehovah Rapha. This is the only mention of Jehovah Rapha in the Bible, and the healing might look a little different than you think. We're going to move from the story of Abram and Abraham to the story of Moses. And now we're in Exodus 15. It's the first mention of Jehovah Rapha. And do you remember how God empowered Moses and ordained Moses, and he was going to take the children and he was going to walk them out of the bondage and slavery of Egypt, and they're going to move through the wilderness and he's going to take them into the promised land. Do you remember that? And there's something that we call the encounter of the Red Sea. Most of us know the story of the parting of the Red Sea. And God brought them out of Egypt, and they get to this Red Sea, and they had nowhere to go. The Egyptians are behind them. The mountains are on either side, and they have nowhere to go but forward. And God says to Moses, "Speak to the sea." And the sea parts. Now listen, this is so important. And the Bible says they walk through on dry land. He parts the sea. They walk through on dry land. They get to the other side. Here are all the Egyptians coming. As they get in the middle of the sea, the waves come back. God closes up the sea. And the Bible says the sea swallowed up all of the soldiers and the horses. And they made it on dry land. Now, I want you to see how powerful this is, because God provided. God took them through. He did what he said he was going to do. Now, they're walking through the wilderness. They just saw the greatest miracle of their life. They are 3 days on the other side of the parting of the sea, and they're thirsty. And the Bible says they begin to murmur. They begin to grumble. They begin to say to Moses, "We're thirsty. Why did you bring us into this wilderness to kill us? We'd be better off in slavery with the Egyptians." Are you kidding me? You are 3 days after seeing the greatest miracle in your life, and you're beginning to complain. And Moses turns and he says to God, "What do I do with these people? What do I say to them?" And he takes them to a body of water, a river of water, and it's called Marah. The waters are called Marah because they were bitter. The word Marah literally means bitter. And the people begin to lap up the water, and they're spitting it out, and they're spewing it out. And they're saying, "These are bitter waters, Moses. We can't drink it. We're thirsty. We're parched. We have nothing to drink." And God speaks to Moses, and he says, "Moses, do you see the tree?" And Moses says, "Yes, God." He said, "Take the tree and put it in the bitter waters." Well, first of all, we know if it's a tree, it's a beautiful picture. It's typology. It's a picture of the tree of life. It's a picture of the cross of Christ. And he lays that in the water. And the Bible says that the bitter waters became sweet. That the bitter waters became sweet. And the people began to drink the water. And they were nourished and they were satisfied because the tree of life healed the bitter waters. Wow, if that isn't just a parable of what Jesus wants to do, it's a story of what Jesus wants to do in your life. It's a beautiful picture of healing. And the Bible says this was called Jehovah Rapha, the God our healer. God healed the bitter waters of Marah and he made them sweet. You see, he says, I will bring none of the diseases of the Egyptians on you. If you'll read in your passage, it's a beautiful passage here, and I love it. He says, God wants to do this in our sight, his commandments, to keep all of his statutes. Look what it says, and I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am your Jehovah Rapha. He says, people, listen to me. Children, listen to me. I brought you out of slavery. I'm taking you through the wilderness. I'm walking you into the promised land. Stay with me. I will not put any of the diseases that I brought on the Egyptians, the 10 plagues that they just went through when they left. They're walking into the promised land. I am Jehovah Rapha. I heal you of all of your diseases. Let me ask you today, what disease do you have that you need Jehovah Rapha to heal you from? What afflictions, what diseases, what setbacks, what mindsets? What do you need God to heal you from? Call on Jehovah Rapha. The name of God is Jehovah Rapha. He heals you. What a beautiful, beautiful story. Make sure that you are embracing these names of God as I'm coaching you. As you're reading every day, you get a new Hebrew name of God, a new manifestation, a new attribute, a new characteristic, a new depth of the names of God. The reason I've called this book Fasting with God is that you can start to go deep with the names of God, that you walk out your faith with depth in the name of God. For the rest of your life, you now know Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals you of all of your diseases. I want to talk to you about our fasting focus, and we're praying for healing. Today, your fasting focus is for healing. And I love this story. We find it in the New Testament, and it's in Mark 9. Now, it's an interesting story because Jesus had taught his disciples how to heal the sick. He took them aside and he said to them, I will teach you how to heal. You are my disciples. You are my followers. And we know the disciples had healed many people from many diseases. And they came into this village and Jesus is with them. And there was a young boy that was demon possessed. And he had manifestations of a demon in him. Now, we don't talk about that much in our society today or our culture today. You may see someone that seems oppressed or someone that is even demon-possessed and he's demonic. I'm sure we've encountered people like that in our lifetime. But it was evident that this young boy was demon-possessed. And the disciples came and tried to call the demon out of him and tried to heal him from this demon. And they could not do so. And so Jesus came in and the Father looked at him and Jesus said, do you believe that all things are possible? Listen, do you believe that all things are possible? I think Jesus is saying that to us today. Do you believe that all things are possible? Now listen to what the Father said. The Father said to Jesus, yes, I believe, but help my unbelief. Now that scripture always confused me. Well, do you believe or don't you believe? Until one day I realized the answer is yes. Because there's sometimes I do believe, and there's sometimes I struggle with my belief. And I can be in a just fighting for faith and believing God, and I'm walking strong, and then I have doubts set in. And I believe the Father was trying to teach this Father. Jesus was trying to teach this Father. There are times where you believe, and there's times that you need me to help you in your unbelief. And he said, I want to believe you for my son who's demon-possessed. Jesus, heal him. Your disciples couldn't do it. Jesus, heal him. And Jesus looked at the boy. He called out the demon. Now listen, if you read this passage, here's what happened. Jesus calls out the demon from this boy, and then everyone says, is he dead? Because he appeared to be lifeless. He appeared that all the strength was out of him. And then the Bible says so beautifully, Jesus reaches down his hand and he pulls the boy up to life. He healed the boy. Well, they left that scene and they were walking along the road, and the disciples looked at Jesus and they said, Jesus, why could we not call the demon out of the boy? And this is our fasting passage for today. And then Jesus looked at him, listen, and he said, some things only happen by prayer and fasting. Do you realize there are things in your life that you can pray about, but there are things in your life that you have to pray and fast over? So there may be besetting sins, demonic spirits, things in your life that you can't seem to break through. That is what you need to fast for. And so I want to ask you in our fasting time today, what is it that you keep struggling over? What is that thing that you keep bringing back to God? You keep bringing back to God. You keep bringing back to God. That's what your fast is for. Some things only happen. Some breakthroughs only come by prayer and fasting. I want to encourage you to work through your discussion questions today. And then I want to close with you in our prayer. Remember, take this time serious. Get some breakthroughs. Realize you're fasting for things in your life that you seem to struggle with over and over and over. And then join me in our closing prayer today to Jehovah Rapha, found on page 139. Jehovah Rapha, you are my healer. You are the great physician. God, I ask that you continue to work in miracles and supernatural ways to bring wholeness and healing to my family and to me. Thank you that you always hear and see and know my need even before I pray. Accept my fast today as an act of prayer and gratitude for all your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, over the next 24 hours, we are praying about Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We're realizing that it's fasting that brings breakthrough. So be very intentional with day 8. Stay strong in these next 24 hours. Go deep. Ask God if there's besetting sins that you can't break through, and allow your fast to be your prayer today for breakthrough and power. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.